Let's go and have a chat with Kim Waugh. Morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, and the Duff's in Brisbane this morning. You better say g'day to him.
Oh, hi, Ronnie.
G'day, Kim. It's like back to school day for a few of your horses here today.
I know, it is, isn't it? It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. And Oxford Tycoon, 279 days off. He had that little issue?
Yeah, he had that ligament at the back of the knee and that he strained at Rose Hill in the Rosebud. And, then he hurt it again, so that's why it's been so long. But I'm very happy with him leading into his first run. He's had, 9 months, but he's had two solid trials, working beautiful as well. So whatever he does today, he's still got a bit of improvement, obviously, with brake fitness and everything.
Obviously, he showed enormous potential. Anything that runs $3.80 in a Rosebud is obviously talented.
Definitely. Look, he's just a beautiful. He's shown so much ability, and that's why it's been so frustrating with his, soft tissue injuries. They can just really keep it reoccurring sometimes, like it did with him. So we're just hoping it's gone for good this time.
Okay. It's probably... he's still a three-year-old, and it's still an awkward time of year to have a nice horse up. And what are you happy to just go through your classes, or just a light winter? Or
I think we'll just see how he comes through the run today, and then we'll work out. Most probably just try and let him go through his classes, and then plan something for him
in the spring. Yeah. White Boots, Mr. Reliable. He always gives his all.
We love White Boots. He's had 14 starts for 7 wins. He's never been back further than 4. He's so gutsy. You think he's beat a couple of times, but he fights back. Look, he's up in class today, but he's down in weight. There wasn't much else on for him, so we didn't have a lot of choices. But I still think he's going to be a really good each-way chance.
He just does his thing. He chips away on top of the speed there.
Yeah, he does, and he just doesn't give in. It doesn't matter, what he's up against. So he's good odds, and I'll be having a little bit each way on him for sure.
Okay. Talk about consistency. God, News Fan, her record speaks for itself. Never finished further back in second. You've got a lot of horses like this. They hold their form.
Yeah, well, News Fan, she's like Oxford Tycoon. She's returning from injury as well. But she's had two lovely trials. Big, strong mare she is. And she's not that tall, but she's very solid, stocky. She looks a bit more like a colt. She's very consistent. I think she's still got a little bit of improvement in her as well, being off for a while. But it's a strong race. But I think, we'll ride her very conservatively today so she can be finding the line. And she's very classy. I like her a lot.
Okay, and obviously Manhattan Miss in the last. It's a 167 day break. Two trial wins now. How's he going?
He's going great. He's had a few little niggly injuries, just little things that set you back. He's one of those horses, but couldn't be happy with him. He's got a big weight today, but I think he's still a nice each way chance.
Okay. Sounds like they're out of the hospital ward, this lot.
I know, it's ridiculous. But this is racing, Ronnie.
Yeah,
injuries
of course.
Everywhere,
Tell me about it.
Yeah. You've had enough horses, you know what it's like.
Yeah, exactly. But it's nice to have them all back.
Oh, I'm excited, for sure. Yeah.
City of Love at Race 3 at Newcastle's got its foot on the till for another win.
Yeah, she's been going really well. She's been very consistent. She's drawn nice today, so she won't have to be back last like she was last week. If she gets a nice run, she'll be hitting the line strong. I think she's way over the odds.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with them today. In every stable, there's got to be one donkey. How is Bully?
Oh, he's flying.
He's flying? He's a young man now.
I know. He's still as cute as ever, though.
All right. He's still ticking
Hasn't... Hasn't we got a photo of the donkey driving the ute around your place on screen right
the
now, Kim? The gator.
He hopped in the front. He was looking for the key to turn it on.
I think Ray did a story on Sean Cosgrove found this out. I don't know how Cosy did it few weeks ago now, but you've got a python that lives in the barn.
Yeah, we've got a diamond python. He's been around for about 3 years now, and he's so big. He's about 4 metres, and love him because he catches the rats and the mice for us, so he keeps all that under control.
Okay, and he just stays. We've got vision. I hate snakes, so
I'm
even even watching it on the screen, I'm starting to come back from the screen. Are you confident that the python only lives in there and doesn't sort of wander out?
He does wander a bit, you know, and comes back, and he sort of normally sleeps up the top around the roof or on the oat bags, or you know, he's all over the place, but. We've set a few people up and scared the life out of them.
Yeah, wonderful.
If you invite
Mark
me to drop in, don't invite Duff or I.
No,
I reckon we're going to just say no. We'll meet you at the pub. Anyway, you've got them all there, and you've got some nice horses today back. Let's hope they all run well. Thanks a lot, Kim.
Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks, Andrew.
See you, Kim.